You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's a Thursday evening, and that means it's another SME that we're going to get into. We're going to be speaking to a business owner who founded a very interesting jewelry business after an even more interesting personal journey. I'm joined on the line by Lelia Hasty, who is the founder of Lelia Hasty Jewelry, to take a look at the company, what she does, and how she got into it. Lelia, good evening. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start at the beginning. Let's start with your journey into the jewelry space. How did you become a jeweler?
Yes, well, thank you so much for having me and good evening. My journey into becoming a jewelry designer was sort of one of being quite a lost young student out of school, but young adult. And it really took me a while to figure out what I wanted to do, where my passion lied. But unfortunately, I'd also not done very well in matric. So I was just quite a disengaged student, not a bad student, but just not an engaged student, I think is the best word. So I kind of cut off those opportunities for myself early on, didn't get a university entrance. So being a 19-year-old off in the world kind of is a huge confidence knock, knowing that, you know, your options are kind of limited. And so I think after about 5 gap years, if I'm being quite frank, I realized, okay, no, we need to go do something properly. So I went to my folks and I pitched the idea, you know, how about I start from the beginning, I'll rewrite my matric if need be, like, what are my options? Let's start this over. And so psychometric tests and looking at very different options of technicons and, like, you know, trades work as well. They said, all right, well, you've got a 3D mind, and I had a creative streak, and jewelry came up as an option. And jewelry design and manufacture is, it's a actual degree, very technical, in the fine arts department at Tshwane University of Technology. And I had no idea it was a very serious, you know, course. So it's a full on degree that you can go get your master's in and everything. So I ended up applying with an open mind, but also with a gusto of saying, you know what, I got to make this work. Like, I'm 24 now, I've run out of time, but there's a different level of commitment and hunger when you appreciate having lost 5 years. You know, like, when my friends were graduating their degrees, I was only sort of beginning mine. So it was just like a different drive and a different perspective than being fresh out of school. And I excelled. And it was like my friends and family didn't quite even recognize me because I had just like formed into this straight A student. I was getting like 90s for everything and working incredibly hard. But I had just like completely fallen in love with this craft. And also completely fallen in love with the feeling of achieving and being in an institution and an environment that fed my hunger and, you know, nourished that learning. And so, yes, 10 years ago, I was in first year. And ever since then, it's kind of just blossomed since then.
It's amazing what you can do when you actually find your passion. Lelia, let's look at the jewelry business. You've now become a jeweler. You've gone into this business. What kind of pieces are you making? What's inspiring your pieces? Where does it all come from now?
Okay, so the sector that I'm in the jewelry industry is your fine jewelry. So you were dealing in diamonds, precious metals, your gold, your platinums. So that is the trades of being a goldsmith. And my market, I would say my bread and butter is engagement rings. Your South African customer is mostly going to purchase one big piece in their lifetime, and that's really focused around the engagement ring. Seldom do you have in our market someone looking for very extravagant pieces in gold and diamonds. There are obviously sectors that appeals to, but that's my main market. And then sort of past that, from the creative perspective, I really like to play around with a little bit more avant-garde, contemporary pieces, but the core of the brand and the core of the product is the story behind it, because the only real function of jewelry is sentiment. You know, I mean, life will go on without the use of something around your finger, but there is a need that in terms of like status, but in marital status or power status, those are kind of the functions that jewelry fulfill. So if we're playing on the heartstrings and it's a term of an object of endearment, when you're giving a token of your love to a loved one, and that could even be an anniversary present or mother to daughter or, you know, family member gifts, at the end of the day, a story about what they mean to you and what this piece symbolizes, I think, carries so much weight and kind of like seals the deal of the sentiment. So I really like to play with a metaphor or a saying or a message and kind of code it into the symbolism of the piece by using shapes, or like, you know, if you look at a piece and it might be, oh, that's really nice. But if I tell you the story, for instance, my main collection is called Journey, and it looks very pretty, but the winding curves of it is literally an extract of a photo of when you have a hill and the road winds down the hill, and that symbolizes this universal emblematic thing of like we all go through so much in our lives, and no matter where you are in your life, you're on this journey, and the diamonds within those curves are your milestones. And I've had such amazing conversations with customers in different points in their lives, and there's people have been able to resonate with that. So I think ultimately, but besides the fact that we're dealing in commodities like your precious metals and diamonds, at the core of it, it is the story, it is the message, it is the sentiment.
Lilia, you've been at this for, as you said, over 10 years now, and or close to 10 years at least. And in that time, you've won quite a few accolades. Take me through the experience and the feeling of winning the De Beers Shining Light competition.
Yes, sure. So the winning the De Beers Shining Light competition in 2015. So the competition is an amazing initiative that's been running for about 30 years. And it invites jewelry design students or people who have the relevant skills, like apprentices who are first in jewelry design, to participate. And you design jewelry according to a theme. So you will take the theme and run with it and explore what your perception of what that theme could be. Like, for example, the year that they did, the theme that they did this year was luxury redefined. So challenging the normal perception and understanding of what luxury is, and then reimagining what that could mean now. For example, cars and planes and sort of those types of objects are your normal global symbols of luxury, old school perception. But, you know, now there's a carbon footprint, and now there's a lot more awareness around our environment and how important it is to look after our environment. And so how are we now looking at luxury through that perspective? So that's just basically what the competition challenges you to do, is to design with a message. And so in 2015, I was fortunate enough to win the highest accolade of this competition. And they sent me to Milan to study my master's in Italy. And it was the most incredible experience. I mean, it catapulted my career to a place I could never have really done myself. So having that exposure internationally and having sort of this carrot in front of me, knowing that this is kind of what I have to work towards, I think just solidified the drive and just the conviction that I'm doing the right thing. I'm in the right place at the right time.
Lilia, where can people find your shop? Where can people get hold of you if they're looking to place orders, if they're looking to check out the jewelry? Give us all the details.
Yes, so I'm very active on Instagram. So Lilia Hasty Jewelry is my handle and my website. I'm online, so I ship. And so it's liliahastyjewelry.com, www.liliahastyjewelry.com. And I ship countrywide. And I have a very one-on-one personal liaison with my customers. So you really do get the best of me.
For those of you out there listening, Lilia Hasty is spelt Liljahastie, jewelry as in jewellery.com. Be sure to check out the website. They've got some really beautiful pieces there. Lilia, we wish you the best of luck with your business. Hopefully get to see you on many more international stages as well going forward. But we'll leave it at that for now. Thanks so much for joining me. That was Lilia Hasty, who is the founder and jeweler at Lilia Hasty Jewelry, joining me for this week's SME.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.